more often than not, things hang around because we have an investment of some sort in them. And so we can be in two states, you know, like we can be in a state of recognition from our intellect that this isn't right. But then at a deeper level, affections are tied in somehow and we're not quite sure how. And that means we endure the temptation for a lot longer than our intellect might think it should go on for, right? So, but this idea that the Lord's divine providence is working to protect us from evil doesn't mean that we don't have to be lowered into some things at times, but we're always protected. And this is something that really becomes evident when you look at Swedenborg's experience in the spiritual world, even being allowed into the deepest hell or in front of spirits from those hells in the world of spirits, as the case may be. And he speaks often of the presence of angels and the Lord protecting him. At our level of life and the work we do, the protection is truths from the word. They are the angels and the Lord, in fact, who protects us. And so long as we're engaged with the text with a view to self-examination and repentance, then all the power of heaven is present to take us through whatever we need to be taken through in that process. So I too underlined the Matthew reference that was mentioned, you know, behold, I am with you at all times. Holding on to a truth like that sort of just brings back the fact, yes, of course, you know, the Lord is omnipresent. He doesn't go on holiday or, you know, take off anywhere. He's here all the time and working continually for the very best outcome. And that's just a very comforting thing to hold on to.